holy letters, we're up to letter number 3583. And this is Baruch Hashem, dated the 25th day of Sivan, Tavshin Tezvah, Brooklyn, New York. And the Rebbe is addressing this with very beautiful titles over here to Mr. Michoel Sheyichya, known as Dr. Wilansky. Dr. Wilansky. To the Rebbe, the most important gift you can give to the Rebbe is writings or things from his father-in-law, from the previous Rebbe. This Dr. Wilansky apparently was somebody who did in old manuscripts and things like that. So the Rebbe says, Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says, it was very pleasant to me to receive regards to Rav Chosin, Moreinu Rav Yosef Sheyichya Goldstein Shoyche to Boydek. I am going to take a risk in saying that this was Rav Yosef Goldstein, who they lived in Cincinnati. His son is presently a chaplain, and he's always featured in Chabad as one of the big chaplains of. And I'm also assuming, I know that in Cincinnati they had huge libraries over there. They had the theological seminary was there, and they had a lot of. So I'm just going to guess. I don't know this. I got to look it up. In any event, so the Rebbe said that I got regards from Rabbi Yosef Goldstein, and I also asked him to give greetings for me to your honor and to your wife with blessings and wishes for all good and everything. A very warm thank you and a deep thank you for your precious gift. The letters of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles. And the Rebbe says, he uses an expression, Tanuach daitoi kasher iniach es daiti. May your mind be comfort as you have comforted my mind. Meaning, I'm so much appreciated. You made me feel so good by presenting me with such a beautiful gift. To the Rebbe, a gift from his father-in-law was the most precious and most beautiful thing that you can give to the Rebbe. So the Rebbe is very appreciative for the letters that he gave the Rebbe over there. So, as associated with one of the letters over there, Rebbe says in one of the letters, I guess he was a librarian, this Dr. Wilansky, he was a librarian. And in one of the letters that the Rebbe wrote to him, he talks about the bibliography for the books and the articles of Chabad. So the Rebbe says, I'm interested to know, did you actually do something about it? Did you engage in that? Or did you at least interest yourself? The Rebbe wants to know a follow-up. And if that is the case, is there anything left in your notes, in your markings about it and the contents? And the Rebbe says, I'm sure you saw there's a booklet called Shari Chabad to Mr. Hoberman. Maybe he's part of the same library over there. That's a copy of they made a 50th year anniversary for Zalman Shukan. Okay, so anyway, so they printed a
that's great.
So the Zalman Shukan, also we just looked it up, he was like a wealthy Jew. He owned the Haaretz for a while, and he had a publishing place called Shukan. So again, these are all, I guess, people who were dealing with old manuscripts and bibliographies and different things. And the Rebbe wants to find out if anything else developed. The Rebbe blesses him and his wife, Sheyichya, for a healthy summer and a joyous summer. and the Rebbe finishes and with honor. So here, the Rebbe was very appreciative. He gave the Rebbe the letters from his father-in-law, which I guess his father-in-law also, the previous Rebbe was asking certainly some things, and the Rebbe wants to know, is there any follow-up? Did he ever collect? Did he ever come up with any of that? The Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 11. This is letter number 3584.